It's a Daily Talk Show episode 507.
Cheers. Cheers with our Bluestone Lane coffee cups. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How good is that coffee?
It is very good. This is a coffee establishment that I went to for the first time, I think around 2013 or 14 with Bree in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
She had a list of places that we had to go to.
Let me guess. The list was all Australian places.
There was a lot of Australian places, including Bluestone Lane, which was in New York, and now they're all over the place.
So Nick Stone, the founder of Bluestone Lane, Aussie boy, Melbourne specifically, used to
footy
play...
Footy player?
Footy boy, you know. If there's one thing we know, it's footy.
Woof, woof.
He used to play for, I think, Collingwood and Hawthorn. Anyway, he's we've got him on while we're over here, and currently we're tasting the produce.
Yeah.
Can you say it's produce? I guess beans before they're ground and made into coffee. It's produce.
Yeah, produce.
I made a promise to myself, which I'm breaking right now, and that promise was to...
No booze. You got a little bit of vodka in it.
No. I am not drinking alcohol. I made a promise that while in the States, I wouldn't drink any milk or even almond milk for that matter in my coffee, so I can wean myself off the lattes, because I find them too, like... I go to them as like, oh, I'm a bit hungry and it's a bit naughty. I could probably have my third for the day.
I think it's fine. I think we were talking about this earlier. You were saying, a guy that you follow online has given up sex.
Yeah.
And I just said, like, the world's gone mad.
So what I wanted to do was wean off milk-based coffees and get on to black, all black. And I've done it once before coming back from the States. I managed to just do it. It was like not even a detox because I'm not getting off them. But, you know, I wanted to just drink black coffee. But I'm breaking it because coffee shop has got the best.
So the aim is by 2025, you're having absolutely no fun. I think that's what you're... That's banned
fun. Quit porn, quit alcohol.
Yeah, quit sex, quit... What else can we quit? Meat... Quit.
I'll quit this fucking show, mate. You don't start.
The best thing that you've got going for you, is that what you're saying?
Mate, I've got a baby and a wife.
PK's joined us.
Hey, PK. We're at Bluestone Lane.
Nick was in classic LA-style traffic, and so...
This place is busy.
But he's very hospitable. He was like, guys, mate, so sorry about the delays. Help yourself to whatever.
And so Mr. 97 has absolutely gone to town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's got six...
donuts on each... He's got one on each finger right now. You can't see him.
It's actually a bit obnoxious.
No. So as this is a place of firsts for Mr. 97's, he's currently holding right now a Bluestone Lane coffee cup, and he's just had a sniff of it because we've got him a... black coffee.
Yeah.
Just when you just say, can I just have a coffee? Mm-hmm. And they bring out just a nice brewed batch of coffee.
And so you haven't... can you take the lid off 97? Because I want to keep a track of...
Sure.
...that you're consuming the whole thing.
This could go badly for
him. Okay, here we go.
We could have a trust policy that he could just tell us.
He's doing a 3D deal, said Grace. All the donuts. Very true. Could you imagine... 3D dill at the... Because we've been going to Whole Foods. We are very much basic bitches. And so we've been each evening... For some reason, we've been forgetting to have dinner, or things have been getting ahead of us. And so...
Yeah, our schedules made us have dinner at like 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess it's all over the shop because we're not... Right now, it's like middle of the day in Melbourne. And it's evening time. It's almost evening time here. But Mr. 97, tell us what you've just taken the lid off.
Is it a black coffee? Is that what it is?
I mean...
A single black. Black.
I don't know what double black is.
It's so much bigger than your one.
Because I got you the large, babe. So he's about to... And the I think the strength of coffee over here is... It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, and so...
Like, it's strong.
It's like petrol. Good quality, unleaded... The sort of...
The 98.
Yeah, you're putting 98 into your body
so
right
before
now.
Before you sniff it, I just wanted to say that you were... there needs to be a slight intervention.
Yes.
In regards to 97's consumption of the Whole Foods dinner menu, because we all get a box and you have to fill up the box.
No. There's boxes of different sizes and you can fill it to whatever height you want.
To be fair, he's picking the... We're all going the small-sized box.
Yeah, but Mr. 97 had that approach of I'll fill it and it's a competition, how high can I get this thing, which then makes it way heavier, which then they do it per pound.
Yeah, and so it's a bit of a froyo incident. I remember spending fucking $50 on froyo once, but you've been very like, you've 3D dealed the Whole Foods. And that just Grace talking about 3D Dill and what he would be doing in this situation did trigger that.
He'd be getting the large, and his dinner, one Whole Foods box would be $55 American.
Could you imagine the cookies and like the dessert section, what that would look like?
Oh my God! Anyway. They do cookies by the weight, so you just like it looks like you've got access to a bakery, and then you just open it up, put them into a big bag, take it. Doesn't matter what, you could mix match, put it on the counter, and then they just weigh it.
I wonder what is like the best, if you were to really deconstruct it, where you could get the most value. So is it because 97, you were saying that the guac, you felt that the guac per pound would have been good value?
Yeah, I mean, a whole box of that, it's a lot of guacamole. Yeah.
Look, I'm going to steer the boys away from food chat because we've been called out for having way too much food chat on this podcast.
It's more the calorie. I think what people push back on is that it's the calories around food, so not just being able to have fun with it.
Oh, man, that's not my conversation.
I mean, you did pick a cake just purely based on calories, and I wasn't involved. Anyway, 97's got his coffee. Mm. Yeah. This is the first time having... You took a sip once of a coffee when we were doing a shoot, when you were being a model. Do you remember that?
And he was trying to impress us.
Yes. Do you remember?
No.
I can't hear a word you're saying, so take your headphone off.
He said no. Yeah. No, he was... where was that at? The coffee place.
A1 Coffee. A1 Coffee. In Melbourne.
Yeah.
So yeah. Uh-huh. Was that was iced though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Iced coffee.
And so now you're about to have some black coffee.
And so his first, which this is going to be drinking a whole thing, whether he shits himself or doesn't sleep tonight, I want one of the two. I'd be happy with both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Both would be a real win.
I can't sleep. Yeah. Joshy, help me. Yeah. He's just got the heater on in our bathroom. Oh, it's very... The heater in our bathroom is lovely, isn't it?
Can you take a sip, 97, and tell us what you think?
Okay, here we go. And just remember, we're at Nick Stone's establishment. Do not... He's got an under-matured palate.
Yeah.
So he doesn't understand what
we
the blend
can confirm
is.
That this is good coffee.
We bloody well can.
It tastes less strong.
Does it?
Yeah.
Great. It's the hidden assassin.
Mm-hmm. So are you enjoying it, or what are you thinking?
It's not too bad.
Okay.
It's nicer than a latte.
Really?
Not that I've had a latte, but I've only...
Not that I've had a latte.
No, I've had a sip of a latte or whatever. Uh-huh. It's a bit nicer than that.
Okay. So coffee review in general, like that's not even a cafe recommendation. That's a whole category recommendation there. Coffee. It's not as bad as you thought.
It's a great category. Mm. We were talking this morning, and I don't know how I even got onto it. I can't remember. But it was basically colour association game, where I say a colour, and you say what flavour is associated with that colour. Mm-hmm. So he's just done an anxious breath, Mr. 97.
Yeah,
he's already in his bloodstream.
Yeah.
He's just...
Well, you're looking a bit veiny in the arms. What's that from?
Oh, he's lean, mate. Blood sugar is, you know, he's pumped.
I mean, once I finish that whole cup, because it sucks all the water out of you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, it'll be dehydration.
Like
dehydration.
Yeah, it'll do it's like the dehydration actors do before they do
or bodybuilders.
Should we try and get maybe a topless shot of you afterwards?
Yeah.
That would actually be a fun game, see how dehydrated you can get. Anyway, no, the game that you were playing.
So how about I say a colour, and you need to say what flavour is associated with that colour.
Okay, 97, you can play it as well.
Okay.
So you say colour?
So I want you to think in your head the foods are, you know, poultry...
Are we going like food
savory,
or flavor?
So like chips.
So crisps in general?
I'm thinking about the flavours that associate to these kinds of food. You don't have to say the food, but I'm saying in your head to play this game, you need to think about all those things. So like chips, poultry, you know, pizza, like all the branding stuff that's surrounding that. Because I think there is colours that are directly related.
To flavours. Gemma's joined us on the live stream.
Hey,
G'day, Gemma.
All right, so let's just start. Brown.
Barbecue. You're too slow.
Yeah, true.
If I'm too slow, yes. I get his, as in like my brain jumps to your association.
Okay.
because you can't think.
So maybe. Yeah, yeah. So do you want to do this?
Okay. The first thing I thought of was shit.
Okay, yeah, you don't understand the game. So I think what we could do is, Tommy, you say one, and then we have a second, then you say one, two, three.
Go.
Again, we say, okay?
Okay. Okay.
No, don't say go.
Okay. Right. Blue. One, two, three.
Plain.
Milkshake.
He doesn't understand the game still.
Like a blueberry milkshake.
Okay, yeah, sure.
But that, so I'm saying...
Blue heaven.
So you're going to say... Sorry. I'm going to explain it for the young guy. You need to say the flavour.
Oh, okay.
So
sweet blueberry milkshake.
Equals...
That's fine.
He's green
right.
Equals...
Okay, give us a second.
One, two, three.
Chicken.
Yeah, see? There is... Mm-hmm. That is...
Did you jump to free range then? Free range, paddocks,
no,
chicken.
Yeah. I'm thinking more, like an egg carton, but also I'm thinking like a Twisties packet. Green is chicken.
Jumpies?
What
All right,
jumpies?
Here we go. Oh. Next one. Yellow. 3, 2, 1.
Cheese.
Yep. All right, let's go a bit more obscure.
This is an IQ.
Let's go a bit more obscure.
Okay.
Purple.
Grape.
3, 2, 1.
You shut the fuck up. Hang on.
3, 2, 1.
All I can think of is grape.
Chips.
All I can think is a grape.
Yeah, because he said it first.
I would say potentially salt and vinegar, but it's more of a pink.
No, nah.
Or Cadbury.
You can say purple. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think Red Rock Deli have purple for their salt and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
So who's coming up with these colours? Who's coming up with associating the colour to the flavour? Mm. Or is that just strong branding?
Well, there's a whole art to, like, colour science around... like the psychology of colours and what different colours mean.
Well, I think like...
this blue.
This. I won't be able to think of a coffee shop that is blue without thinking of Bluestone Lane.
Yeah, and so it's got like the... for me there's the star. What is that star? So that star is the same star that was...
on your Christmas tree?
No, on my primary school uniform.
But it's a star with... it's like a...
One,
two, 3D, 2D star.
1, 2, 3, 4. Anyway. It's, no, but I really like their logo. And it's got like a crown on top.
Pink. 3, 2, 1.
Nah, I'm going to have to...
I was going
to
say fairy floss, like sugar. Oh, yeah. Like real just flat out
I
sugar.
I think you almost
marshmallows.
Need... Yeah.
They're always in pink brand.
Oh, yeah, Pascal.
The other thing is, I don't know why, but juice boxes. I haven't seen pink juice boxes, but...
Primers.
Tully
your
says,
mum still gives you those, doesn't she?
You fucking fall apart without me, says Tully. So we went to lunch with Tully today.
Cachinas, Chichinas, mm-hmm. Cuchichios, Cachios, what was it called?
Cachios?
Cachios.
I don't know. But the thing
is... Let me just tell you.
Cuchios.
I was slightly...
Chichinos.
Sesenos.
Cecconis. It's a real
it's Italian
haunt.
I mean, the thing is, I did panic a little bit.
Why?
I just going to lunch. I didn't really think about what I should be wearing, and so I rocked up with my Lululemon running shorts and my Daily Talk Show hoodie and my hat.
You know what, though?
Were you panicking for me?
I was like, you're the most underdressed in this very cool West Hollywood establishment.
Do you know what you
that
do,
the
though?
Kardashians are probably frequenting.
Do you know the funny thing you do? When you're in this situation, you're doing this real quick scan. Who else is in shorts? Who else is in shorts?
So I think there's a thing about West Hollywood mm-hmm. where if you dress like that, uh-huh. you don't
give a fuck,
bro.
Oh, I actually thought the opposite. You're celeb. I thought they're probably, yeah.
You don't
give
a shit.
They must have been like, fuck, that. There's a Hollywood producer. Because who the fuck is, who else is walking around like that?
Who has the audacity to do that?
But then the thing is, I actually,
seriously.
Tully's not happy with how we're saying it. Caconis. Big cojones. Anyway, but I did feel a moment where I felt like I was underdressed, but I was pretty proud of myself because I quickly did take my hat off and put it under the...
I didn't even notice that.
How did my hair look? Was it okay? Must have been all
right. I did notice your hair, but I didn't think... I didn't connect it to that you'd just taken the hat off.
Yeah, I took it off because I thought seems like I was looking around, did the scan, no hats. Well, has there been anywhere, 97, anywhere where you've felt out of place when it comes to dress, where you've been underdressed or overdressed?
You've got to go out to feel underdressed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you were going to pack a shirt.
Yeah.
Mum said pack a shirt, didn't she?
Yeah, I didn't pack one.
Why wouldn't you do what Mum says? What was your actual rationale?
Behind the shirt? Well, it's too much. It's a bit of a nightmare because it would get creased.
Mm-hmm.
If I roll it up, it's still going to have creases. So yeah, I just thought I'd just go with a bunch of T-shirts.
So what's the best T-shirt you brought with you? This one?
Nah, the one that I wore like 2 nights ago.
Okay. When we were out and about.
Yeah.
God, he wore it. He wore it strong too.
Mm-hmm.
He looked great on the town.
The other thing too is, I guess, shoes are a big one. The ASICs are a big dead giveaway that I don't care.
I mean, it is a funny... Like, I think you push back on... Like, I'll tell you... Oh, there's something like, oh, fix something about your face, and you take
this is what I have to deal with, everyone.
Oh, you've got something here, or I don't know, but I feel this real sense of pushback on, mm-hmm. like, who are you telling me this for?
Yeah.
And then that turn around on me, like I care that you are looking in a certain way.
Yeah, well, whenever you say something about there's something in your teeth, I'm like, I know,
but you don't know.
No, I'm like, I'll deal with it later. We're walking.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck right now.
Yeah. But you don't really give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to wear the shoes you do only pair of shoes you have.
Yeah, I think there's something. Yeah, there's potentially.
No, but I mean, think about Larry David.
Yeah, and that, to be honest.
Or Jerry Seinfeld.
I got very comfortable. I was like, as long as my biggest concern was I wasn't going to be allowed in.
Yeah.
Did you think that for a second?
I did for 1 second but it's all valet out the front, so I thought it was a security guard.
Yeah.
But it was just
a valet
driver.
And he was looking at
driver.
My shoes.
Was he?
Yeah, and I was like, fuck.
He's probably thinking, fuck, they're comfy.
Yeah.
Nah, Hollywood, we saw a guy last night. He looked like Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. He had face tattoos on, and he had a hat sort of like poking up and a ciggy in his ear. Mm-hmm. His pants were really low, and he was
full
like...
Full rock star,
face mm-hmm. tat.
Yeah.
And I was thinking... He's either a celebrity
mm-hmm.
or he's made some fucking bad choices.
Because,
like, I was thinking only a celeb can really pull that off.
Well, we were learning a bit about car leases, and you were talking the other day about costs of Range Rovers. I was giving mm-hmm. you a bit of pushback because I think you potentially undersold it.
Yeah.
I think where the
real... I was
real...
on 2012 prices when I was
here. Yeah, great year. But I think that the real kicker is that from what someone was telling us, everyone's leasing their cars.
Yeah, it's a lease job around here. Mm-hmm. You pay $600 a month
mm-hmm. and get
and you
something
can have
real.
You can have a like not a Ferrari, but like a high end Merc.
Yeah.
Or a.
You're definitely not a Ferrari for $600.
A Mercedes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, maybe you can get an old Ferrari.
Yeah, I love that. That's what you always do. You're always like, nah, mate. No, what I meant was a 1994 Ferrari.
No, I was going to say a Ferrari, then I admitted that I was like,
yeah.
Nah, not a Ferrari. Mm-hmm. So that's me telling myself. I just verbalised to myself that it's not a Ferrari.
No, I get it. When you when it comes to...
No, it's okay.
Yeah, we're all good. Thank you. Hospitality, very good.
Bloody service.
Very good.
Mason, you'll tip, won't you?
Oh, I've got money in the back of my phone.
Okay.
You've got money.
You still got... Wait, so your dad gave you $8?
I've got
$6 left.
$6 left, yeah.
Okay, because you used for the Fox rental car.
Yeah.
Four of those bought you dinner last night.
What does that mean?
Oh, four lots of his $6 bought him one dinner. Far out.
If you guys were to get a car, you know, you had that LA fuck you money, you had a lease.
Yeah, other than, like, I think here, mm-hmm. there's so much traffic, I want a Tesla.
Mm.
I don't want to drive this traffic.
Yeah.
I want to be in there, but this place is, like, when you drive the highways here,
mm-hmm.
it is made, like, Tesla makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just the highways are outrageous. People are driving so bloody fast and switching lanes. There's 6 lanes. Tesla's smarter than me, dude.
Yeah.
Smarter than you too.
No, I agree. I would have gone to Tesla. I'm guessing you would have gone to Tesla as well.
And you've never seen so many Teslas.
Mm. Yeah, they're every time we see one, 97 points it out.
Yeah, he's actually slowed down. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at the illuminating logo. Yeah. Mate, that's sun hitting it. He's like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're actually, you're pushing back on
that. I was sold that it was like an LED logo.
No, it was literally the sun reflector. We're seeing a yellow school bus go by. There is a certain...
Oh, school bus.
Yeah.
Classic.
He doesn't have headphones in, guys,
so he can't
hear what I'm talking about all the time. It's because I turned my head when I was doing it.
Yeah.
What are some of the other aesthetics that are specific to the US?
Billboards. Mm-hmm. You've never seen so many. The freeway color. So like the ground is like a gray.
Yeah, but also on the billboards, what do you think is the most common billboard you'll see?
Movie posters.
No.
Lawyers.
Lawyers. Yeah, lawyers. That's second.
Had a bad accident.
Second, we can see one right now. Mirren McKinnon, The Good Life. So there's a, like, that's a movie.
That's a good liar.
There's a bunch of Mirren. Mirren
McKellen.
McKellen.
McKellen, yeah.
There's a bunch of posters for stuff that we will never see, like the streaming services that we don't have. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so the grey, like, think about watching, which I loved watching, Cops, yeah, like the highway pursuits, looking down, grey pavement or bitumen, whatever it is. What else is there? Yeah, the
97, what was it for you? You love the police cars?
Yeah, oh, the police cars are cool. We haven't, we haven't seen that many motorbikes in terms of, like, police motorbikes.
No, I was thinking that the other day. I don't think as many people ride motorbikes here.
Yeah, I guess
maybe
so.
Maybe it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
a good point. We did see one motorbike rider in an Elmo helmet, so he had, like, a some kind of, like, costume for his helmet.
Yeah.
And he was dancing and... what else? Palm trees. It's quintessential.
Yeah. No, there's a fair few palm trees.
What is it for you, baby boy?
Yeah, I think
big logos is another one.
Yeah, it's pretty general, isn't it? Big logos. Yeah, and I get
it. No, but you know what I mean? Like the massive CVS sign.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's the digital world coming in. So you see, like, Uber advertising, Amazon, Google, all of these big brands that we normally only see online, we are seeing out and about.
All right, so we're witnessing right now a guy who's on his phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, people on their phone in their car.
Oh, look, we got a Segway.
That's LA. So I'm saying Segways. We're seeing a guy on a Segway, like a legit Segway you'd ride, like the big ones, not just the ones for your feet.
Yeah.
I got to tell you a story. Once, 2012, great year. We're in Hollywood.
Very great year.
West Hollywood. My mate Fitzy and I sitting at this place for dinner, and we see this guy on a Segway. And there's a bit of stigma around Segways.
Why?
Is there still, do you think, like...
Stigma?
As
what
in,
are you,
like,
97?
People think, like, they're fucking dumb.
I don't know. I think Steve Wozniak, he was big into the Segway. So I
think early days, now they're fine. Like, there's been so many of them. But when they first came out, they were like, I think they were just
a bit like...
I think
they were dangerous. I remember thinking about, like... For whatever, I don't know why my mum was so invested, but she's like, they're so dangerous. Similar to her feeling towards meat. That she has. Eat. You heard her on Facebook. Eat meat. On FaceTime. What else was she saying?
Oh, they're already dead.
What else did she... 97, you're doing... What did you hear?
So we're in West Hollywood having dinner, and I see this guy on a Segway, and Fitz and I were like, look at this fucking...
Derp.
This fucking derp. And he rides up into our restaurant, and he managed to pull off the handlebar, and he got off... And he had a limp. He was disabled.
Oh,
it was
that's
his
so
mode
cool.
of transport. But I was like, oh my God, that was fucking... I was just paying that guy out for riding this stupid fucking Segway.
Yeah.
Next minute, I see that he's actually disabled and it's a great mode of transport for someone who's disabled.
Yeah, well, yeah, he sounded like an asshole, but I
sounded like an asshole, but I like them now.
And I'll save that by saying you did a good deed yesterday.
Well, none of you guys fucking stood up.
Well, to be honest, I was about to say something.
This is not a cut down. I appreciate it. I did do a good deed.
I wasn't going to bring it up because I knew this is where it would go. Because you're a hero.
No, explain it. No. I'll drink my coffee.
No, so we were at Ocean... What is it? Ocean Point?
Oceanside.
Fuck. They should just lose the second word. Just call it Ocean.
No, it's not second word. It's one word. Oceanside.
Okay. Right, I wasn't looking after the maps. All right, Oceanside, really nice place. The funny thing is, you were saying, mate, it's not going to be as nice as Laguna.
I don't think it is. I think it's like, it's a
bit trashy.
A bit more. It's a It's like
it's
going from Safety Beach to Sorrento. That's a good thing. That's a good example.
Comparison,
Safety Beach to Sorrento. Sorrento, hoity toity. Your neck all right?
Yeah, no, it's fine. No, is it okay to engage the whole room while I'm talking? Anyway, we were at Ocean View. Oceanside. And there was a man who was in a wheelchair and he was a bigger man, and he had, it looked like he had,
he was 350 pounds.
Yeah, and so he had sort of huge, early stage sort of diabetes stuff where it's
early
like,
stage, dude. His leg was about to fall off.
Okay. So he had
early
stage amputation, I guess, is the thing.
Yeah. And so it was the biggest open wound you've ever seen. This poor bugger, you could see he was just,
you would have
airing,
been in so much pain.
He was airing his leg because it was like, I mean, his leg was the size of my thigh. His calf was the size of my thigh. And it was like, it looked severely like a fresh burn. The poor bugger.
Anyway,
the poor bugger.
So he's going down a ramp. And the thing is, a bunch of people have said this in the States. There's so much sort of people suing each other and shit like that. So our mate was telling us a story about their friend falling off a skateboard, and no one helped them because they're worried that if they touch them or whatever and something happens, they're going to get sued. And so I think there is a little bit of that vibe where it's like a little bit of bystander syndrome stuff going on where it's like, oh, do I help this person?
Would you be able to get sued over here? I don't know. Would you be?
Yes.
As travellers?
Yeah,
100%. So
can come over here and do anything?
I just wasn't sure if like a...
No, yeah, you can definitely get
sued. If you have
sued.
To be like a resident or...
I just want to say that when you say ramp, this isn't a little ramp into a McDonald's.
Steep.
This is a fucking 20 or 30 metre ramp that's like going up.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird that it was even a ramp. Yeah. I thought when we walked around the corner, it was a ramp up
for cars. It seems like almost like something you'd see like going up, like cars would.
It was a small bridge.
Yeah exactly. And so anyway, there's this guy, and he's holding on to the side of the ramp, trying to slowly get down
in a wheelchair.
And so
like,
we're walking up, my head went to, I think we should help that guy. And then when I said that, you said, hey, mate, do you want a hand? He's like, oh, yeah, thanks. And so I actually don't know if he said thanks, but he's like, yes. And then you just sort of helped him
poor
down.
Poor bugger. I went up to him and I said, mate, you're right. You need a hand? He's like, yes. It's really hurting.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed onto the back of his wheelchair, and the tricep fat was just like overlapping onto my hand, sweaty, just chafing together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, at that point, I felt his sweat, and I was like, oh man, oh man. And so I had to push this poor bugger down the ramp, and it was hard because I'm trying to pull back as he goes down, because if I let go, he would have
been a nightmare.
I thought halfway, I was like, What I was wondering.
Can I guess what you're thinking?
What was I thinking?
I don't know if Josh could have done this.
Not at all. I was thinking, where the fuck were you two?
Well,
imagine if I let go of him. You guys could have been at the front.
No, we didn't want to take away from your moment.
It would have been
pear-shaped. It felt like it was a. It felt like.
What were you thinking, Mason? Were you just?
I mean,
like you could have come and given me a hand.
Yeah,
did you think about that?
No.
Yeah. Your cape was in the way.
I wear a suit.
A onesie.
The cape comes off when I'm going to help.
Yeah, no, I mean, in all honesty, it wasn't actually a consideration when I was walking up. Like,
you wouldn't have helped him.
No, I don't
what
think
is
so.
That, though? Like, because I honestly don't think I'm some fucking hero. There's a dog in a bag. That's cute.
Great.
Dog in a handbag. That's chihuahuas. That's another thing you see in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like chihuahuas everywhere, small dogs. Well, how can we get you in the mindset of
helping people?
No, I think I do that. I think I help people, but yeah, I don't know. For some reason, maybe I wasn't paying attention. But when you did it, there wasn't even a thought of being like, oh, I wonder if Tommy needs a hand.
I honestly thought I need help. At one point, I was like, I need these guys. Because I started thinking, which I didn't think before I started, was if we picked up momentum, there's not stopping this guy.
I didn't want to overbake the help. It felt like a situation where there's an old lady walking across the street.
Yeah.
You're like, here, help. And then we come in to
That's
sort
a
of...
one-person job. A 350-pound dude going down a ramp. Uh-huh. But we did
you
it safely.
It.
We did
but
it safely.
Did it. Yeah, because
the
you're
funny
a,
thing is, he
guy.
Never said thank you, which I didn't give a fuck about.
Uh-huh.
But
Sounds
we got
like
to
do.
A point. No, we got to a point where I was like, "How do we sort of let go?" Am I going? I'll push him right down to the bottom, and he got to a point, and he's like, "All right, all right, let go," because he wanted a bit of
momentum.
Like he got to a point where it was probably 2 meters before the bottom.
He picked up a bit of speed, didn't he?
Yeah. I let go and I was
I think he's still rolling. he's off to San Diego.
Either way, it's good. Thanks for noticing.
And so I don't know where I was going with that, but it was, yeah, we went to there and then we did Laguna and we had the episode at Laguna Beach, which was beautiful.
It was lovely. Anyway, the cafe is actually closing.
Okay, so we better head off. 97, I guess you don't have a... Come up with a random fact without looking at your screen. Here we go.
Can he do
LA
that?
Fact of the day with Mr. 97. Completely out of nowhere.
Ad lib. Make it up. No one knows.
No one knows.
He's really thinking.
Uh-huh. No, you know what I found interesting? Where all this...
Have you had your coffee, by the way? Keep drinking.
It's about an inch from the top.
Oh, that was pretty empty.
I've probably drunk maybe half a centimetre.
Wait, let's have a look.
You can see from the coffee stain.
Oh, that's not...
I've drunk
just,
half a centimetre.
Can you just quickly scull it before the...
Let's go.
So he's drinking it. No.
More, please.
No,
more.
This is so ungrateful.
Mate, this is not peer pressure.
This is ungrateful.
No.
Mate, we own you. No more $24 Whole Foods.
No, seriously.
You owe us. No. Please, quickly.
No, come on. If you're going to have a first.
No, I can't actually scull it.
No, well, you should have just been drinking throughout. That's what I'm upset about. So he's taking another big sip. And take another sip after that.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember the first time you ever had coffee, TJ? Keep going, 97. I wanted to see the
cup
finish.
No, but there was a time where I needed to get into it. Like, if I don't know who comes out of the gates just loving coffee, because there's a break-in period. It's either in like Nescafe, we're using some shitty.
I never did instant. Yeah. He's actually doing quite a good job. Keep going.
No, he's good. He's gonna spew though.
No, he was not. He's not gonna spew. It's great quality coffee. Just don't do that face at the front here because people think that it's not good. Keep going. and then we'll get the LA factor. Give us a fact, Tommy.
Have we said right on red?
No.
Right on red. It's a rule. R and R. Wouldn't work in Australia. It would have to be
left
L
on
and
red.
R. Yep. Left on red. Mm-hmm. So when you're turning right, because you're on the right-hand side of the road, mm-hmm. when you're at a red light, you can roll through the red light. Mm-hmm. You can drive through. There's no...
It's a fun fact. Aussies love it.
Oh, it's great.
You and I were getting right behind it.
Yeah,
just like,
right on red. Right on
like
red.
Like telling Mason...
Yeah, but I reckon we should really wrap this up because these guys are going to close up.
It's a daily talk show. We're trying to do every episode with just us this week as much as possible. And then next week we'll start rolling out all the guest episodes. We're having some fantastic guests, including Nick Stone will be joining us from Bluestone Lane Coffee coming up in the next week or so.
Your fact?
I think what I was going to say was I found... No, you know...
It's not a way to start a flat fact, by the
way. No, it's not really a fact. It's more of just an interesting thing.
We'll be the judge.
You've seen the place where all the school buses park?
The depot, yes.
Yeah, but, like, where's that in Melbourne?
Bus depots?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's not...
Train depots.
Yeah, no,
Sandringham
but the,
train
no, no,
depots. Sandringham bus depot is next to Sandringham train
that's
depot.
I don't even know what... That's not even an observation. What is that? You just said buses go somewhere at night. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, but I've never seen where they've all gone at once, and they have them.
The depots.
I've seen four of them.
Four bus depots.
There's one
here.
In Q.
Okay, so they're everywhere.
But yeah, I've seen heaps.
So what do you think happens? You think the bus drivers take them home and keep them in their driveway?
Yeah.
He's in Franger, just living in Frankston. Yeah. Just
annoying if you've got a bus driver that lives nearby. Just take parallel parking, taking up the whole street.
Oh, hang on. Today, our Uber experience.
Oh, yeah.
I called the Uber, went out the front, and I was convinced I'd fucked it. I said to the guy, who also had a passenger in the seat, I said, mate, sorry, have I ordered an Uber pool? Mm-hmm. He said, no,
just
I'm just
mate.
Showing this guy the ropes. Uh-huh. I said, we'll have to squash in the back then.
Yeah.
This Uber driver had a guy in the front
nice
seat.
Nice guy, though.
No, they were lovely in the end. Yeah. But, I mean, the guy who we met for lunch said give him a zero. Zero stars for
zero
that.
Zero star, yeah. I don't think it's actually possible. It has to be one star. Anyway. it's a daily talk show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you're enjoying the show, leave us an Apple Podcast review. And also, it's good fun having you guys on Instagram Live as well. So we're doing that as much as we can. We set up a little rig and plug it all in and so that you can actually hear the good audio. Outside of that, make sure you tag us on Instagram. Insta stories if you're enjoying the show, and also share where you're listening. It's something we're enjoying being out and about.
Yeah.
And the fact is that you might be somewhere interesting right now, out and about. And so if you're having a coffee somewhere, if you may be on a morning stroll, maybe you're on a flight, maybe you're 30,000 feet up in the air.
Maybe you're sitting at a Bluestone
Lane, yeah.
Lane cafe having in the world.
Yeah, that'd I mean, if you are, take a photo and put it on Instagram and tag us up. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.